Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's new book, Paperboy. To order today, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And, you know, I go back to the responsibility of Congress here because had the Senate actually gone through with the impeachment of Donald Trump, we would not be in this situation.
Okay. You know what? This is disgusting. This is like a witch hunt. This is like the Blair Witch Hunt project.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Joe Biden is far less like than he was 4 years ago. Just 43% of voters now view Joe Biden favorably in these states.
LA reports a pretty big jump at the pump. The average price of a gallon of gas in the Buffalo Niagara Falls region today is $3.56.
You know, it's going to be great when Donald Trump gets elected. But when he does win, the screaming that you're doing at Zionist is going to be nothing compared to the screaming you're going to be doing come November.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
By now, most of you know the name of the Secretary of Transportation for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Monica Tibbetts Nutt. Keyword nut.
And I get compliments on the hyphen.
Sure you would, yeah.
She makes $196,551 a year. Not bad for a woman from Ohio originally. Not that there's anything wrong with Ohio or any other state, but she's not a native to our land, and she doesn't seem to like many of us from Massachusetts, judging from her address to this group in Cambridge that's the pedestrian group, Walk Massachusetts. And we played some of the crazy cuts from on Friday night from her appearance, and it's just crazy what she wants to do. She's a secretary. She's not a legislative leader. She's not an elected official. She's there to implement policies of elected politicians, but she wants to have higher payroll taxes, higher excise taxes. She wants tolls at every border coming into the state. She wants to write more speeding tickets to drag people into court, Americans into court, and take away their driver's licenses and force them to go through to court hearings. She wants to drag people out of SUVs and trucks. She compared pickup trucks to 18-wheelers. She was just crazy. And I wrote a column about it. The cuts are all over the place. The story has gone national almost. And today, the Mass GOP denounced Secretary Tibbetts Nutt's anti-residents policies. Some groups are calling for her to be fired. You know, Charlie Baker had a guy who said many of the same things. They got rid of him in a couple of days. But she said she sets policy. When she says something, it's policy. So she wants higher taxes on everything, higher tolls, et cetera, et cetera. So Amy Carnevale, the chairman of the state GOP, issued this statement today. I am urging the Healey-Driscoll administration to clarify their stance on the proposed toll and tax increases that would impact every Massachusetts resident uniformly. It is crucial for the Healey-Driscoll administration to be transparent about their planned tax hike so that Massachusetts residents can understand where their elected officials stand on these matters and make informed decisions when casting their votes in the upcoming elections. So joining us now on the line is Amy Carnevale. Amy, why is this woman still employed? Charlie Baker got rid of a guy who said less offensive things than this woman said.
Yeah, Howie, the whole situation is just nuts. Coming out with these comments on the heels of a study that showed that people are fleeing Massachusetts due to the unaffordability in the state, and then to have a cabinet secretary make comments like she did. And if for anybody who heard some of the cuts, the glee in her voice when talking about going after people, It's just incredible going after anybody who has money, you know, for essentially a civil servant, somebody who should be serving the people, trying to make Massachusetts a better state to live in. To have an attitude like that, it is really just incredible. We did see that Governor Healey did denounce the border toll idea today. However, in that statement, she said she stands by the secretary and says that, quote, I have confidence in her leadership, end quote. You know, it's incredibly distressing. And clearly, you know, with the governor's comment, it shows that the governor is now standing by someone who would have this attitude about taxing individuals in the state and really going after them. You know, that's the language that
increasing,
is really troubling to us.
You know, it seems like more people are concentrating on the tolls than increasing the payroll tax. That means increasing the income tax. So if you never leave the state, she wants to hit you with an increase in the income tax after the latest 80% increase in 2022 with the so-called millionaire's tax and the excise taxes.
Yeah, and don't forget about the Amazon deliveries. She talks about going after, you know, people who are getting, you know, deliveries to their homes. It's clearly no end to the way that this administration is looking at taxing people in the state.
Yeah, and you know, she wants to write more speeding tickets and crack down on people driving around. Yet, you know, a couple days after she says this, you have a bunch of low riders, probably mostly illegal aliens, taking over Commonwealth Avenue in the ritziest part of the city of Boston for 20 minutes, and they don't write any tickets. They don't make any arrests. This is 2:00 in the morning on Sunday morning, and they let these people get away with anything. But if you're an electrician or a plumber going to fix some Democrat trust funder's house, they want to arrest you for speeding and take away your driver's license.
Yeah, and don't forget about taxing your F-150 pickup truck that you need to drive to work. You know, it's just crazy. And the fact that the governor is stood by it. I mean, it's really serious too, because I mean that you would have somebody in the administration with this type of attitude, have the governor stand by that attitude, is really troubling. You know, we at the Mass GOP, we've talked for a long time about the need for two-party government and checks on government, and this just shows the attitude of an administration that has no checks. So bottom line is we've got to get more Republicans elected to try to put a check on this type of government.
Let me read this quote. I'm 100% passing judgment on someone who wants to drive basically an 18-wheeler as their own personal car. Well, number one, a pickup truck is not or a SUV is not a tractor trailer, but she's 100% passing judgment, and she's proud of it. But if you or I want to pass judgment about some aspect of her life, we would be charged with hate speech.
Yeah. And these are residents of Massachusetts who are just trying to get by in a state that's becoming more and more unaffordable. And she's passing judgment on that individual for their choice of a work truck.
Yeah. How does the Secretary of Transportation get to set income taxes or excise taxes, Amy? When did that law get passed?
I'm sure the speaker in the legislature would that'd be news to him in the Senate president. So I thought that the legislature had some say in that.
So how is it going for getting Republicans on the ballot to run for the legislature? I mean, the only way to stop this is to get at least a few more Republicans in there to stand up.
That's
to this.
That's exactly right. So we've had some gains. We had two special elections last year, and we won both of them as Republicans. So we're building on those gains now. It's the filing period. People are taking out papers to run for office, and we have several several Democrats not running again in districts that we think are very competitive, and then we'll be focused on some additional districts as well. So we are hearing from good quality candidates running for office, and again, we'd encourage anybody else to think about, you know, whether this is the time to step up and run for office. And we would love to talk with you if you're thinking about running. MassGOP.com is our website, or you can send me an email at ac@massgop.com. If you're thinking about running, we'd love to talk with you.
Yeah, it's we're running out of time, but it's not too late. There's still you can get 150 right. signatures in a week.
Yep, absolutely. So if you weren't motivated before, hopefully that it's seeing this attitude by the Haley Driscoll administration and the people who represent that district, that administration, you know, perhaps will give you some motivation to step up and run.
Yeah, and this is just one that came out because they recorded this thing, but there are other examples, and you know, we're working on getting them out there of just how imperious this administration is. I mean, how about Rachel Rollins taking the state credit card when she was the district attorney with a state credit card that specifically says you can't spend it on meals and running up thousands of dollars in bills, and nobody ever called her on it.
Yeah, the examples are endless. You know, at the MassGOP, we sit down every Monday morning and talk about the news of the week and what we want to focus on, and the examples of mismanagement and kind of policy missteps are endless. It's a matter of you know, having the resources to dedicate to exposing you know, misspending and bad leadership, and that's what we're working every day to try to do. But we need help. So if for anybody listening, think about whether this is the time to step up and run.
Yeah. And if you haven't read my column yet, it gives you, and you can get the actual sound cuts. They're all over the place, but you can read my column, HowieCarshow.com. It's right on the top. MassDOT Secretary Monica Tibbetts' nut is quite nutty. And that's an understatement, I think. Amy Carnevale, thank you. Thanks for working so hard for the state GOP. She's the MassGOP chairman. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Got a great cop story? Email it to policeblotter@howiecarshow.com. And listen to Police Blotter Facts Friday every Friday at 5:30. Your story could win you a great prize from the Howie Carr Show store.
He's Howie Carr.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows, I wear their slippers, I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is how will the first Trump criminal trial in New York turn out? Conviction, acquittal, or hung jury mistrial?
I'm hopeful. The most I can hope for, and I think the most you can hope for realistically, is a hung jury mistrial.
63% say hung jury mistrial, 29% say conviction, 8% say acquittal.
All right. 844-500-4242. Kathy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kathy.
Hello, Howie.
Hi.
So I'm just listening to everything going on with the craziness and corruption from all these politicians, all the money that they're going to want to tax people on, and the borders are wide open. Are they going to do this to the people here illegally that are getting everything? And
well, that's the question I asked. She wants to crack down on people that are driving a little bit over the speed limit and take away their driver's licenses. But yet nobody bothered to arrest any of those people that were doing the joyriding and the drag racing on Commonwealth Avenue. You know? I mean, are you kidding?
Well, I'm just going to say, people are so sick and tired of all this corruption and nonsense going on. And, you know, a lot of people are struggling just to live.
I understand. I understand. And not just the gay state senator from the Cape and Islands who says, you know, he says you need, you know, you need a good job, as if he hasn't got a good job. Thanks for the call, Kathy. I don't blame you. Tell everybody we got to start sweeping out some of these Democrats in the November elections. And if you want to run, this is a good year to think about it. It's, I mean, again, we're running out of time. Only got till April 30th to get 100, but it's only 150 signatures. 844-500-4242. So Rachel Rollins had this card. It's called a P card, procurement card, when she was the district attorney of Suffolk County, which is Boston. This was before she became the U.S. attorney, a job she got thrown out of for trying to fix an election. So the cards, quote, shall not be used for the cost of, quote, cost of meals, snacks, or coffee. Snacks, cost of meals, snacks, or coffees. And meanwhile, she was making $191,000 a year as the DA, $191,000. So she takes this card that she can't use for meals, coffee, or snacks. In 1 week in June of 2021, this is just after she got the job of being the DA, she spent $115 at the Atlantic Fish Company in the Back Bay, $156 at Davio's in the North End, and $195 at the Salty Dog in Faneuil Hall, where oysters are shucked to order. She spent $128 at Sonsi. Oh, that's John Kettis' spot. An enduring classy bistro on Newberry Street, $94 at the Spanish-centric Barcelona Wine Bar on Tremont Street. November 2021, she had dinner at the Merchants River House in New York City. She could see the Statue of Liberty there. $226. She stayed at the New York Marriott downtown, $331. Spent $130 on Uber. She plunked down her P card at for $423 at Felice in New York City, a chain inspired by the spirit and wines of Tuscany. She spent $166 and then $500 at the Sole, S-O-L-E, proprietor in Worcester in a 6-day span. But then she's out in L.A. in December, oh, Christmas, and she bills the state for $16.97 at Jersey Mike's for a sub. For a sub and maybe a big drink and some chips. She's making $191,000 and she's billing us for a sub in San Francisco.
Say hello to Oyster Bunnies. Come on up, Bunnies.
She succeeded Dan Connolly, the former city councilor, as DA from Suffolk County. He was DA for 17 years. Do you think he ever had a PA card? Never. He never had a state card. The first thing she does when she gets into office is get this P card and starts running up. She's having fine wining and fine dining across the nation on the taxpayers. You know damn well this goes on every damn politician. We got to pull the records for all of these hacks. 844-500-4242. This joyriding, these are the new dirt bikes and the new four-wheelers. I'm Howie Carr. I can't remember crazier times in my lifetime. Now more than ever, expect the unexpected with ReadyWise. Always be prepared. At ReadyWise, their mission is to bring peace of mind to their consumers by offering high-quality food and gear at a reasonable price. ReadyWise relentlessly pursues solutions to help you be prepared. Go to ReadyWise.com, enter code Howie20 at checkout and receive 20% off your purchase. Or call 800-95-READY to speak with an actual person. That's ReadyWise.com.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. When my daughters were going to school recently in Boston, says 413, I was ticketed for being 2 minutes over on a parking meter. I'm talking within minutes. I was also ticketed for having an expired inspection sticker on my car while parked, but I guess that's okay. It's okay to drag race at Donuts. You're a citizen. The people who were drag racing Donuts are basically illegal aliens. That's why they weren't stopped. If they'd have thought they were MAGA hat wearing students from Bentley College or BC, they would have rounded them up. Can bet on that. 844-500-4242. Oh my God, this is just amazing what's going on. I'm a UPS driver. If she's going to be taxing home deliveries, the only thing that's going to do is put the cost back on the consumer. So it'll be like a double tax, one for the delivery and one that the delivery company, i.e. UPS, FedEx, Amazon, etc., is going to charge to cover the cost. Yeah, exactly. But it makes her feel good. That's the thing. It makes her feel good. It makes them all feel good. 844-500-4242. Okay, let's play a couple of these cuts here from Biden. Talking about remarks on the commemoration of Earth Day. He didn't mention Ira Einhorn or his girlfriend that he turned into compost and told the cops in Philadelphia that she went out to the co-op to buy some tofu and sprouts. He didn't mention that. Here's what he said. Here's what he promised. Cut four.
Recruiting for over 2,000 positions in 36 states to start with in Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, with many on the way. Just go to Climate Corps, as mentioned already, climatecorps.gov to apply. You'll get paid to fight climate change.
How stupid is he, or how stupid does he think we are? You'll get paid to fight. How are they going to be paid to fight climate change? What exactly are they going to? They're going to talk about it, just like this DOT secretary. She doesn't actually fill any potholes. She provides scholarships. She has an organization that provides scholarships for female-identifying professionals. As I said in my column, I would like to provide some transportation scholarships for pothole-filling identifying professionals. You know? You'll get paid to fight climate change. You'll get paid to talk about fighting climate change. You'll get paid to go to conferences to discuss fighting climate change. You get paid to go to conferences to talk about those bad, evil people in F-150 pickup trucks that look like tractor trailers because you're insane. Cut three.
Millions of families will save over $400 a year in utility bills, and that's $350 million nationwide. My dad said it matters what's there at the end of the paycheck, but the month is out. Do you have anything left?
Is that what your father said? Have you noticed your utility bills going down, by the way? Me neither. Like your utility bills are going down like your gas prices are going down. Like the prices are falling at the checkout counter at the market basket. Huh? Huh? Cut nine.
Roll back clean air protections for clean air and clean water.
Roll back clean air. Cut seven.
To implement climate smart agricultural practice. So plant what absorbs carbon from the air and pay them for doing it.
Like he really knows a lot about photosynthesis. Or taxing photosynthesis. Cut five.
Guess what? IBW stepped up, and they all stepped up, and now our strongest support comes from the union. When you finish your term of service,
when you finish something, when you finish serving something, you know the thing. Cut eight.
But folks, despite the overwhelming devastation.
The overwhelming devastation. You thought the devastation was overwhelming? It's worse than that. It's overwhelming. And now here's his Charlottesville remark. There are fine people on both sides. Cut 11.
Condemn the anti-Semitic protests on college campuses.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians and how they're being...
Should the Columbia University president resign?
Right this way. This way.
I didn't know that. I'll have to find out more about it.
Who was the second group he condemned, Taylor? He condemned the Palestinians or the people who know about Palestinians? What did he say
he
exactly?
He condemned the people who don't know about what the Palestinians are going through.
Really?
Condemn the anti-Semitic protests on college campuses.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so they're fine people on both sides. That's what it boils down to. I won't inflict the cancer story on you again about the cancer rates being high. Did the windshield wipers come apart today in this story, Taylor? That's all I need to know.
I don't know. This speech was going on at the start of the show.
Okay, I assume it did. Just remember the. It was so bad that when his mom would put on the windshield wipers, they would come apart because there were so many chemicals on the windshield. Silence, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Silence.
Hi, Howie. Just about Rachel Rollins and the pea card thing.
Yes.
Number one, meals should all be done on per diem. And I mean, this is a state, it's a federal thing. There's tables that are all governed, right? It's like $40 a day for meals in some areas. That are reimbursable, so it's certainly not 100 and whatever. And hotels are at the same rate.
How about $500? $500 one day at the sole proprietor in Worcester. That sounds like she had a big party. And it's in Worcester.
Right.
She represented Suffolk County. That's the furthest you get to Worcester is Brighton, right?
And the other thing is that, I mean, there's an administrator for the P-card that has to approve this. And that's usually just a normal person that's working, a career, employee. Someone had to approve all this for how many years? If there's an IG in this state, they should be having a field day with us. And there's other employees in the state that they can't even get a meal paid for if they're within the state. That's just considered a normal part of the state. So where are the unions? Where is everyone else screaming about this?
I know the watchdog agencies have fallen apart in addition to everything else in this state, And the Globe is not going to write any of this stuff because all the people that are in charge, whether it's Mara or Monica Tibbetts Nutt or Rachel Rollins, they're all members of assorted, in many cases multiple protected classes, and they're just not going to go after them. We're going to have to do it. I mean, and it's a guy sent me an email today suggesting other people to go after on this for these kinds of abuses, and it's going to take a long time. And again, sometimes they just stonewall us, like. Like Michelle Wu, she won't hand over the ambulance records. She just refuses. She won't turn over the records about the transgender overdose in South Boston last year with the five little boys in the back room of this public housing project. The transgenders apparently were having a drug party with these little boys in the back room. It was horrible. And they won't turn over the records. Or how many times an ambulance has visited her house in Roslindale after midnight. It's ridiculous. 844-500-4242. You want to talk about here's a story. We don't have time for all this. There's so much stuff to get to here today. How about this one? This was in the New York Post. A New York Home Depot. We talked about Home Depot last week. All these guys from Guatemala that were stealing spools of electrical wire up and down the East Coast from Maine to Virginia. And the cops wouldn't do anything about it for more than a couple of years. A New York Home Depot has deployed a guard dog, and other stores may be close behind, to protect shoppers from aggressive illegal aliens and thieves flooding their parking lots, the Post has learned.
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
This is in New Rochelle on Tuesday. Not a bad place. That's where Dick Van Dyke lived, right? New Rochelle and Mary Tyler Moore. Two men wearing MSA security caps and bulletproof vests with a German Shepherd in tow patrolled a Home Depot in New Rochelle on Tuesday. It's more about omnipresence, one guard said, explaining that the company was contacted a few weeks ago. It's not like we let them go bite anyone or anything. Well, you damn well should. Might teach them a lesson. Get them to go back to whatever third world hellhole they came from. It's not just because of illegals, but also a myriad of other things, too, like people breaking into cars, that kind of stuff. I wonder who the people are that are breaking into this stuff. The guarded New Rochelle lot was quiet, and no illegal aliens from the third world loitered there when the Post visited this week, although 7 miles away in Throgs Neck, that's the Bronx, at least 30 illegal aliens hovered at the doors of that Home Depot. Many were aggressively confronting shoppers trying to sell them phony Apple AirPods or soliciting tips for lifting items from shopping carts into cars, even when uninvited. One worker said, you come out and you're a woman by yourself. They literally leech onto your wagon and you're like, no, I don't need any help. And when they're following you to your car, it's unnerving because they have a tendency to rape women. Their quaint native customs, as we see in places like the Comfort Inn in Kingston, right? The worker said a female supervisor saw one of the women washing his privates with a water bottle in the parking lot. Several women have called customer service to complain that illegals have robbed them of phones or purses. She said the number of illegal grifters has exploded in the lot as the third world population explodes. I came to work one day and there had to be 100 illegals out there. And I'm like, oh my God. A man practically runs over and he goes to point like, can I take the stuff? And my husband said, no, thank you. He still keeps following us, like on top of us. I said, no, thank you. I finally held up my pepper spray and yelled, and he said, and I yelled, he said, don't touch. He started looking like he was getting angry. How dare someone from the first world confront one of these, someone who works for a living, an American, a law-abiding citizen, confront one of these members of a protected class, i.e. illegal aliens. Customers frequently complain about the crush of illegal aliens loitering in the parking lot. It's come to the point where they're invading personal space, touching people's belongings, just harassing. It becomes aggressive and harassing, and there's a major issue. Her husband went 4 miles away to the Pelham Gardens location in the Bronx, and he got mobbed there, too, by illegal aliens. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. Howie Carr is back.
So the president of Columbia University, who just found out today that Bob Kraft isn't going to support the school anymore. He's one of the wealthiest alumni of the school, worth about $11 billion, owns the Patriots. Now, it turns out, she went before Congress last week and tried to not have a Claudine Gay moment. I don't even remember the name of the Penn president anymore. That's how long ago it was that she was forced out. But now it turns out that this woman, her name is Shafiq. She's an Egyptian. She's a Muslim. And she has a warm spot in her heart for terrorism, as it turns out. She claimed that she didn't like the chant of from the river to the sea, Palestine must be free. But it turns out that that's not always the way she felt. This was after 9/11, when she was just another Muslim Egyptian terrorist loving type. And she wasn't in the limelight. This is what she had to say about 9/11.
So it's not, you'll always have individuals who will have extreme views. But what's really troubling in the region is that there's actually quite a broad base of society which has some sympathy for the terrorists. Not so much because they approve of their methods, but it's a form of protesting against a system which is not delivering for them on the economic or the political front.
It's a form of protesting. Now, You know what makes it even worse is she's the president of Columbia University, which happens to be in the same city where their form of protesting killed 3,000 people.
Some people did something?
Most of whom were Americans, most of whom were born in America, unlike President Shafiq. Let's hear that one again. We're queuing it up here.
So it's not, you'll always have individuals who will have extreme views. But what's really troubling in the region is that there's actually quite a broad base of society which has some sympathy for the terrorists. Not so much because they approve of their methods, but it's a form of protesting against a system which is not delivering for them on the economic or the political front.
Some sympathy for them. Now, do you think she has some sympathy for them? I would say that she probably, she seems to me to have a lot of sympathy for them. By the way, I want to close. We didn't have time for a lot of these. We'll get to them maybe tomorrow. Catherine Marr, she's the new CEO of National Panhandler Radio. And she's nuttier than Monica Tibbetts nut when you get right down to it. She's the original angry white woman from the suburbs. And but I've got a million of her tweets, but this is the craziest tweet. This was from Thanksgiving 2017. Made it through dinner. Zero turkeys sacrificed to the racist uncles. That's how she views Thanksgiving. Zero turkeys sacrificed to the racist uncles. Here she is describing the Oscars in 2013. Oscars so far, rapey, racist, and misogynistic, and oddly meta comfortable with it. The hell does that mean? 2016, I do wish Hillary wouldn't use the language of boy and girl. It's a racing language for non-binary people. I'm Howie Carr.